Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, okay.
KUTX.
Hi, I'm Daisy O'Connor, and I am the guest DJ on My KUTX this hour. I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been in Austin for 6 years, moved from the Pacific Northwest to learn about songwriting and to learn about the music community here. Here we go. My musical journey started when I was a child. I was homeschooled on a farm, pretty isolated, and my main way of consuming music was going to the public library, which I am still a huge advocate of. It all goes back to Help and A Hard Day's Night, the first two Beatles albums that I was aware of, mostly because I got the VHSs from the library and watched the movies over and over and over again. In the movie Help, there's a scene where they play You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, and it is iconic. I bet you can look it up on YouTube right now if you want to. Here we go. The Beatles, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. How can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them, in the state I'm. Could she say to me, love will find a way? Gather round all you clowns, let me hear you say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your.
Hey, this is Daisy O'Connor, and this is My KUTX. That was one of the first songs I learned on guitar. It's by the Beatles. Do I love them. The next song that I'm going to spin for you tonight is by a Christian band called The Newsboys. I got really into Christian music when I saw my very first concert at the age of 12, which was the Newsboys Love Liberty Disco Tour. They would bring this dome to rural places in America, places that didn't have concert venues, that didn't have any option to see live music, and they would put on a heck of a show for anyone that would come out. And I was one of those kids, and this had a big impact on my life at that point. Here we go. Newsboys Love Liberty Disco.
I told you that true freedom was actual.
Hey, y'all, this is Daisy O'Connor, and this is My KUTX. That was the Newsboys' Love Liberty Disco, a formative track from my youth. Up next, I have a song from Jewel's album, Pieces of You. Oh, that album changed my life. I was living on the farm, I was a young teen, and my best friend Maddie, who lived at the farm next door, said, you've got to listen to this album, this girl does not suck at all. So I went to the library, I got Pieces of You, and oh my God, I loved it. I learned how to play You Were Meant for Me on guitar. That was one of my first songs I learned. Oh, and I loved that Jewel was this homeless teenager who was just traveling around playing songs out of her bus. I think she had like a V-dub bus or something. Oh, she was so cool and so passionate. I couldn't believe that anybody did that and that it worked. So she super inspired me and she still does. Here we go. Jewel, Little Sister.
Sister, I heard you went to Mr. So-and-so. Knock, knock, knocking on his door again last night. Said you needed it bad. You know that ain't right. 'Cause so many times you've come to me crying, trying to stop. You said it hurts so bad, but please don't let you go back for more. My little sister is a zombie in a body with no solo role. She has learned to play in a world today where nothing else matters. But it matters. We gotta start feeding our souls, not our addictions or afflictions of pain, to avoid the same questions we must ask ourselves to get any answers. We gotta start feeding our souls, have been lost to the millions with lots who feed on addiction, selling pills in what's hard. And I wish I could save from all their delusions, all the confusion, yeah, yeah, of a nation that starves for salvation. But clothing is the closest approximation to God, and He only knows that drugs are all we know of love. Starve while we eat white bread and beer. Instead of a handshake or hug, we spill the pills and sweep them under the rug. My little sister is a zombie in a body with no solo role. She has learned to play in a world today where nothing else matters. But it matters. We gotta start feeding our so-and-so. Knock, knock, knocking on his door again last night. Said you needed more.
That was Jewel, Little Sister. Hi, y'all. This is Daisy O'Connor, and I'm the guest DJ this hour. Up next, I'm going to play a song by Sufjan Stevens. This song is so, so special to me. So many of us have lost people to cancer, and me and my friends back home lost one of our friends in high school after a long battle. So this goes out to Phil, to all who have passed, and to all who are struggling with cancer. This is Casimir Pulaski Day.
Goldenrod and the 4-H stone, the things I brought you when I found out you had cancer of the bone. Your father cried on the telephone, and he drove his car into the Navy Yard just to prove that he was sorry. In the morning, window shade, when the light pressed up against your shoulder blade, I could see what you were reading. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications you could do without, when I kissed you on the mouth. Tuesday night at the Bible study, we lift our hands and pray over your body, but nothing ever happens. I remember at Michael's house in the living room when you kissed my neck and I almost touched your blouse. In the morning at the top of the stairs when your father found out what we did that night and you told me you were scared. All the glory when you ran outside with your shirt tucked in and your shoes untied and you told me not to follow you. Sunday night, when I clean the house, I find the card where you wrote it out with the pictures of your mother. On the floor at the great divide, with my shirt tucked in and my shoes untied, I am crying in the bathroom. In the morning, when you finally go, and the nurse runs in with her head hung low, and the cardinal hits the window. In the morning, in the winter shade, on the 1st of March, on the holiday, I thought I saw you breathing. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications when I see his face, in the morning, in the window. All the glory when he took our place, but he took my shoulders and he shook my face, and he takes and he takes and he takes.
This is Daisy O'Connor, and I'm the guest DJ. That was Sufjan Stevens. Oh, as a musician, I have always loved Sufjan. I don't know a ton about him, but I always just picture him from listening to his music that he is in some cabin in a very cold place where it's always winter, and he's tinkering on a million different instruments, and he's recording them, and he's doing it all beautifully. And that is my perception of him to this date. I have no idea what his actual musical process is like anymore, but I love him so much. And that kind of segues into our next song in a bit. I went to college. Ha! Shocking. And during that time, I experienced a lot of changes in my life. It was kind of like Plato's allegory of the cave, where I stepped out and saw that my entire life for 18 years had been shadows on a wall. And now I was in the light, and things were a lot different. During that time, I fell in love with a lot of musical theater and movies. I watched basically a lot of queer media, Queer as Folk, The L Word, all the drag queen movies, and Hedwig and the Angry Inch had a very special place in my heart. It still does. This song is the story of a beautiful myth, and it's called The Origin of Love. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
last time I saw you, we just split in two. You was looking at me, I was looking at you. You had a way so familiar, I could not recognize, 'cause you had blood on your face. I had blood in my eyes, but I could swear by your expression that the pain down in your soul.
That was The Origin of Love by Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Hi, I'm Daisy O'Connor. I'm the guest DJ this hour. If you've missed any of my show and you want to see the playlist or listen to it, it's all up on KUTX.org. Up next, I have a song by one of my heroes, David Bowie. Oh, I love him so much. He is one of my idols for so many reasons, but one of them is that I just relate to him as a person. The way that he presents himself, the way that I think he must have felt about gender and sexuality is the way that I feel about it too. To quote RuPaul Charles, "We are born naked. Everything else is a drag." I give you David Bowie, Boys Keep Swinging.
When you're a boy, when you're a boy,
you can wear a uniform.
When you're a boy,
other boys check you out.
You get a girl,
you say your favorite things.
When you're a boy, boys, boys. Boys keep swinging, boys always work it out.
Uncage the colors, unfurl the flag.
Love just kissed you, hello, when you're a boy.
They'll never clone ya, they're always first on the line.
When you're a boy,
That was David Bowie, Boys Keep Swingin'. I'm Daisy O'Connor, and I'm the guest DJ this hour. Thanks for tuning in. Up next, I'm going to play a song by one of my very favorite and most influential artists, Gregory Alan Isaacoff. I was dragged kicking and screaming to a house concert. I didn't like folk music. I didn't like singer-songwriters. I was a social worker working at a domestic violence shelter, and I was very angry at the world for many reasons. So I sat in the back on a couch. There were like 10 people in the room, and Gregory and his guitar came in and completely blew my mind. I couldn't really understand a single word that he said. It was very beautiful, though, and it touched me, and I had all of the feels. I went home, and I started chain listening to all of his albums on my long commute out into the country every day. I had a 60-mile round trip. And Gregory, to this day, is a dear friend and a great influence and mentor. I owe it all to him in a lot of ways. He got me writing songs. This is Gregory Alan Isaacoff, a deep cut from way back. He probably would hate me for playing this one, but I still love it. It's called Garden.
On the long road, we are just trees waving in a windstorm. We are slow wheels, we are potholes, and in passing, just like lightning, when it's over, we remember nothing. Bury me in the garden. Bury me in the garden. So.
That was Gregory Alan Isaacoff, Garden. I'm Daisy O'Connor, and I'm the guest DJ this hour. This is my KUTX. Up next, I'm going to play a song by one of my favorite rural poets turned city dweller. Noah Gunderson is an artist I met in Bellingham, Washington, way back in the day when we were getting started. He was also homeschooled very religiously in rural Washington, so I've always felt a kinship to him. Noah continues to embody grace and strength. He is so poised. His poetry is so powerful. This is a deep cut. It's from one of his earliest works. This is Noah Gunderson, Middle of June.
Time is a cold wind blowing through the leaves of a tired old tree I sit in beneath, where I think about the world and I don't know how, what will happen to us now. Clouds that I'm wishing I could climb, but I don't know how. So would you lend me a hand to the promised land where I'm headed, glory bound? And it comes and it goes, where it's headed no one knows. And we come
Middle of June. I'm Daisy O'Connor, local songwriter from here in Austin, Texas, playing songs that I love this hour and this hour only. I am also promoting a show that I have on January 17th. That's a Wednesday night at Cactus Cafe. Hope y'all can make it. It's gonna be a special one. I'm playing new songs, a couple from my latest release, Light Chasers, probably a few of my hits. I'll be joined by an amazing band featuring some of my favorite players in town. And this next song is, oh God, I don't even know where to begin when I talk about Gillian Welch, except that I love her so much. She is the gold standard in so many ways. I somehow, through the folk grapevine, inherited a pair of her cowboy boots. It's my only pair that I've ever had. Probably be wearing them at the Cactus. This is a song by Gillian that I sing with my friends Dawn and Hawks. They'll be with me at the Cactus show, and I'm hoping that we can bring this one back because I love singing it with them. This is One Little Song.
There's gotta be a song left to sing. Is everybody kind of thought of everything? One little song that ain't been sung. One little rag that ain't been wrung out completely yet. It's got a little left. One little drop of falling rain. One little chance to try again. One little bird that makes it home now and then. One little piece of endless sky. One little taste of cherry pie. One little week in paradise. And I start thinking there's gotta be a song left to sing. Is everybody kind of thought of everything? One little note that ain't been used. One little word ain't been abused a thousand times in a thousand rhymes. One little drop of falling rain. One little chance to try again. One little bird makes it every now and then. One little piece of endless sky. One little taste of cherry pie. One little week in paradise. And I start gotta be a song left to sing. Everybody kind of thought of everything. One little song that ain't been sung. One little rag that ain't been wrung out completely yet. Till there's nothing left.
That was Gillian Welch, One Little Song. A song for all the songwriters out there. Hashtag writer life. Oh, I'm Daisy O'Connor, and I am playing artists' songs. Oh, music that I love this hour. This is my KUTX. Up next, I'm playing another one of my favorite songwriters, Lucinda Williams. I actually got to know her and her crew at Fayetteville Roots Festival a handful of years ago and have seen them again and again over the years. I didn't even really know her music until that festival. I just really wasn't exposed too much outside of the musical theater, Christian music. You know, you heard some of my early influences. You know. And if you didn't hear it, this whole playlist is up at KUTX.org. But Lucinda Williams, what a force of nature. Her sad songs are some of my favorite sad songs. I decided not to play another sad slow song in a row, though, for the sake of the people listening on a Saturday night. This is Change the Locks by Lucinda Williams, and it is a track I feel very strongly related to, as I worked at a domestic violence program for many years. I feel like this really paints the picture of what people face when they're leaving abusive and controlling relationships. Here we go, Lucinda Williams, Change the Locks. That was Lucinda Williams, Changed the Locks. I'm Daisy O'Connor, and I am a singer-songwriter. I live in Austin, Texas. I'm the guest DJ this hour, and I have spent countless hours driving around the country from show to show to show, listening to the albums and the artists that I'm playing this hour. Oh, Lucinda, we've done some time. Oh, and I feel so blessed that I get to come home to Austin and play at the Cactus Cafe. My next show there is January 17th. That's a venue Lucinda's played many times, and I am so honored to get to soak up some of the vibes of that sacred stage. Hope you folks in Austin will join us. My next track is by Anais Mitchell, a former Austinite. I have listened to her album, Young Man in America, about a million times while driving around the country, and I've listened to her other albums a lot of times as well. This is a song called You Are Forgiven by Anais Mitchell. That was Anais Mitchell, You Are Forgiven. This is Daisy O'Connor, and I'm wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ on KUTX. You can find me and follow me on the internet if you like. DaisyO'Connor.com, at Daisy O'Connor on all the things. I'm around. I'll probably post a playlist of the 100 or so songs that I had to narrow it down to 11 for. So if you want to know more of my deepest cuts, I'll probably be sharing that sometime soon. My last song is, well, I was conflicted about sharing this, but friends said I should. I was trying to figure out how to talk about Steve Poltz. You may recall I first learned a song called You Were Meant for Me by Jewel on guitar, one of my very first songs that I ever learned. And the forces of fate brought me together with the co-writer of that song. As soon as I moved to Austin to learn about songwriting, I started crossing paths regularly with Steve Pultz. He is a force of nature, a former Catholic as well, and our childhoods and family situations are similar in many ways. We've bonded deeply over the years, and he is a soul brother to me in so many ways. But a couple months after moving to Austin, I had my first co-write. It's called Doobie Doo, and this is my very first time singing into a microphone. It's about 6 years ago, I think. Feels kind of like a totally different person doing it. It's not exactly where I am right now, but I love the song so much, and this will give you a little flavor of Steve Pultz's writing and melody as well. So this is Doobie Doo by Daisy.
Watching Walker, Texas Ranger, in a cheap hotel in Memphis. We were eating cup of noodles. I was wearing your blue underpants, and the lady in the lobby was trying to watch the box TV while she stared at us suspiciously. And you wanted to buy a BB gun, and you said some people like to go to church every Sunday to watch their big TVs. They're riding on a cart to Walmart, praying God will set them free. But there's so much more in this big old world, so see. So just grab a hold of the reins now, baby, because right now you are free to do, to be, to do be do be do be do be do be do be do. Catholic gypsy roamers, guitars and cars and telephoners. You read me Kafka on your cell phone, wrangle ride and rope me in so strong. Baby, stay the night. Baby, stay the light. Baby, stay. Let's do and be and do be do be do be do be do be do be do. When we finally checked out of our hotel home, you kissed me hard so everyone would know, and drove your car to San Francisco. And I wanted to go away with you. And I know some people have to go to work on the weekdays. I hope their banks get big. There's traffic lanes, 401ks, marriage and Miller Lights. But there's so much more in this big old world, so much more. To be